For people who don't know, what exactly is the ADC and what does this award celebrate?
Sorry, what was...
What's Artist Directors Club? You know, what's this? What was this award about?
The subcategory that we won in was direction, craft in motion / direction. We pulled it off with the Bronze Cube for a short film Wait. And the craft in motion direction category is all about concept and execution.
So
that's where we scored. Yes.
All right. What are you guys studying? Student filmmakers.
Yeah. Do you want to go, Jules?
Yeah, sure. We're doing a Bachelor of Digital Media, and we're both specializing in motion design. Or film and video design. They renamed it. And so in that you do a bunch of kind of like motion stuff, like motion graphic design, as well as actual like film and video kind of editing and stuff, and like story, cinematography, all that kind of stuff.
So in part, it's sort of like a learning to do the stop motion stuff, like Wallace and Gromit, that sort of thing.
Kind of like our very first assignment was stop motion. But that was just kind of to get the whole vibe of like, you know, frame rate and, you know, getting things to move. But then as we progressed, you know, we started doing more graphical kind of animations and stuff.
More digital stuff in general.
Okay.
I guess the stop motion class was more just a stepping stone to what was to come.
Okay, and what's this in a filmmaking sense, what's this going to lead to?
What do you mean?
Your studies, you know, what will you guys be able to do? Just trying to get a feel of all of this.
Basically.
Okay.
What do you mean, like our end goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me personally, it's at the moment I'm freelancing around and working as a 3D animator. I'm just been working on Vivid, on Opera House graphics for Vivid. So I'm doing jobs like that. But down the line, like seeing 5 years down the line, I see myself becoming some sort of director. Either it's live action or animation. Being the guy with the ideas and executing the ideas, basically.
Okay, so have you guys worked together before, Wake, before?
No.
No? Okay.
That was our first collaboration.
Oh, cool.
We've done some other stuff.
That's true.
They were live action, mostly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, we've been classmates for the entire 3 years, so we had some projects where we got together, but nothing of the scope and dedication as Wake was.
Okay, cool. It's a 3-year course. How long have you guys got left till you graduate?
We just finished.
Just finished?
We just graduated last week.
Wow, congratulations. Top of that, of the, this is going a lot faster than I thought it was going to, but hey, cool. Was there a particular movie, what's your favourite movie, and did it sort of put you in, God, mate, I've got a complete brain fart here. Basically, what's your favourite movie? And, you know, did it affect you to want to enter your studies?
I'm not much of a movie person, per se. I think, in terms of, like, inspiration for this project, the TV series Mr. Robot was... Definitely a big influence, just because it's quite abstract.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when we started the development phase of where we decided that we really wanted to make something experimental and something that wasn't, you know, a hero's journey and a traditional way of storytelling, but something more different and abstract where you kind of have to solve the puzzle for it to make sense.
Yeah.
And looking at Mr. Robot, which we both love, was a big inspiration. Like Sam Esmail, the director, he has a great mind for that stuff.
Okay.
So that was definitely a big inspiration.
Well, I certainly have to admit that after watching it, I probably haven't solved the puzzle yet.
Right. Okay. I'll take that as how many times have you watched it?
A couple of times. Still haven't quite got around it. It sort of has that sort of drug-induced coma sort of feel to it that you can't quite get a handle on what's going on.
Sorry?
It's got that drug-induced coma where you know something's going on, but you're not quite sure what.
Exactly. Yeah, no, we dug really deep on this one. So, of course, it's going to take a couple of watchings, so we're 10 before you can put it together. But there's a lot of thought behind every scene, and it all has a purpose. So that was our goal, basically, to create something that looked good, but also had an underlying purpose, like it added to a bigger picture.
Cool. All right. Lastly, where can people see more of your work if they want to find it?
Where they can see our work?
Yeah.
So we both have our websites. Mine is danbrager.com.
Uh-huh.
And mine is juleslane.tv.
Uh-huh.
So it's just my name and then .tv.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much, guys, and good luck with the future.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.
Cheers. You have a good one. Bye.